championship weekend in the NFL upcoming, and Kansas City, their quarterback, will be back, and that is Patrick Mahomes. Now, we saw him leave the game over the weekend because of a concussion, but then he's got to go through the necessary protocols to return this weekend and play. Chris Wolf is part of Blue Tail Medical Group. He's board certified in brain injuries, concussions, and he ran the program at one point for the University of Missouri. And Chris, really appreciate your time. How are you? And thanks for shedding some light on this. How are things going?
Things are going great, Dan. We appreciate having us, you having us on here. It's a topic that is very near and dear to my heart, dealing with people with concussions for a long time. And big game coming up, so lots of interest in it.
Absolutely. What did you think when you initially saw Mahomes go down, or you see these injuries in the NFL, but specifically with Patrick over the weekend, and you saw that he was dazed, you saw what was happening? What was just your initial reaction to what you saw?
Well, my first reaction, just with my experience, was that he may have a concussion, but you would watch the replays, and a lot of people would ask, well, it doesn't look like he hit his head. And, you know, obviously there's a lot of big forces when these big guys are colliding that you don't always have to have your head hit. But the way he was moving at first, it sure seemed like they were probably going to put him in the protocol and at least check him out from that perspective, which they did indeed do. But my second thought was, you see him running on the sidelines after. So he really, it looks like he had a momentary dazed and confused type of moment, but was already starting to recover pretty quickly right after that.
You know, doctor, we hear the term protocol. So what are the protocols? What does somebody go through when they have that situation like Mahomes?
We have similar protocols in the community for high school athletes and college athletes. The professional, the NFL, has a five-step type of protocol. And really, it just progresses through the steps, giving them more physical activity, building up and seeing if they have any symptoms. They have series of tests along the way to make sure that these guys are actually recovering. And I believe, looking at where he's at in practice, it's believed that he's probably about 3 out of the 5 steps in, somewhere in there where he's starting to do some practice time. But it's just really trying to protect these guys' brain from long-term problems. And usually we can see it and provoke those symptoms with increased activity. So we just gradually build them back up and be able to get them back on the field.
Is it something that you can measure, or is it something that you just kind of like, well, we hope, you know, we're seeing how he reacts to certain things, or is it something that you can truly measure?
It's a little bit of both, Dan. There is a lot of gray area in this, and that's why it's so difficult to, one, diagnose, and two, really make sure these guys are safe. So there are some measurements they can do, usually with their balance, and they will, at the end of this, have an independent neurological consultation. So an independent neurologist that's not being paid by the team to evaluate them and look for those things you can actually measure. But a lot of it has to do with how he's feeling as he's getting back on the field.
I'm really curious, when you're watching an NFL game, and Chris Wolf is my guest, doctor at Blue Tail Medical Group, board certified in brain injury and concussions. Let me just give you this. I did the NFL in terms of broadcasting many, many years, a lot of times being on the sidelines, and I always equated it to watching a car wreck every play. And I really felt that way. Every play was like watching a car wreck. I could not believe it. TV does not do it justice when you watch the violent collisions. And I couldn't believe these guys were getting up. So when you're watching a game, and from your perspective, what's it like for you to see this and to see how these guys are hitting, and a lot of times leading with their head? They don't mean to. It just kind of, the play takes them that way, or they lose balance, or whatever the case may be. But what are you thinking when you're watching some of these games and how they're being played?
It's absolutely amazing, isn't it, Dan, watching these guys? They, the forces that go into every single play could be less than if you were actually in a car wreck. They are just really large guys and heavy collisions, and it is. I watch it, and I think they're always one step from that. Now, the helmet technology and the rules – the NFL, I believe, is trying to do the best they can to minimize that. But I believe that's why they are being more cautious with doing things like these protocols, erring on the side of caution, getting those guys out, where in the past that may not have happened as frequently. And now they're trying to overcompensate a little bit to make sure that these guys don't have some of those long-term things. But I completely agree. Watching that, you're always watching to see who's going to be able to get up and who's not.
Oh, man. If somebody said, hey, Doc, explain to me what a concussion is, what's just to the average person out there, explain what a concussion is.
It's really no different than any injury to your body, but this is an injury to your brain. And it's just you have these forces going into it. You can have severe bruising or anything like that, but really it's just a small disruption to the brain function itself. And our brain does everything from allows us to wiggle our little toe to our emotions. So there's an awful lot going on between the ears there. And so just to have it shaken up just a little bit can disrupt the entire system. And you obviously want your brain, your main computer controlling your body, to be able to heal in a proper fashion without having another injury on top of it.
So when somebody gets a concussion, are they more susceptible within a 7-day period to have another one? Is that fair to say that?
Okay. They are. And that's where the protocol comes in, where we're with this, usually by the time they get back to their baseline, their risk is very low. And this is trying to assess that. Many of the guys who may make it through the protocol very, very fast may have never really truly had a concussion or had a very mild one. But yes, if they still have symptoms, they're at an increased risk of having a second concussion. And that's why this is in place. If they're still feeling those effects of that, they're at a higher risk. But by the time they clear this type of protocol, their risk does start to drop somewhat.
I'm curious, how many players do you think probably have concussions, but they don't even go to the doctor or realize that they've been dinged up and it is truly a concussion?
I would bet that there's quite a few of those, Dan. Even when I would be lecturing around the country, I would ask people who had a concussion, raise your hand. And I would say, who actually went for treatment for that? And the majority of the hands go down. Even in the community, a lot of times you just kind of try to walk it off, even in your own life, especially at those high levels. So there are probably plenty that are still more in the mild category that are just undiagnosed.
And when you have these, how many, this is maybe a really tough question to answer, but how many can you sustain? I mean, can an athlete, once you get to 3, is that like the cutoff, or is it 5, or is it every individual how much they can take, which is crazy to think?
I believe it's every individual. And we've all heard about the guys, and even in our St. Louis community, some of our professional guys, sure, who have been forced to retire sooner then their time might have come because of concussion along the way. And then you have other players who will state that they had 20, 30 of them in their career and they're doing just fine. So I think there is some variability there, but it's, to me, I always think it's playing with fire when you're talking about your brain. You might be okay, but you might get burned.
Have you dug into CTE? And if so, what are your thoughts on it?
I have, and I've been involved in some of the information and looking at that quite a bit. And it's a very complex issue. There are players out there who do experience that, obviously very tragic. But then again, it seems to be a small percentage. And it kind of goes back to your last question of who might get this, who might have those long-term issues. And there are plenty of players who have had just as many hits to their head who really have no problem moving forward. And actually, the overall lifespan of some of these players after they quit playing is still pretty good because they're athletes and strong, but there's a small percentage that can end up with this CTE, that chronic traumatic encephalopathy, that can have just very detrimental effects on their life.
Well, you saw the movie, I'm assuming, and you've read the book.
I did.
And have you talked to the doctor that basically founded CTE, or at least found what CTE is?
Yes, I have. I met him at a conference in the past and talked to him. Very unique individual. But this was one of those things that he was able to find it pathologically, which made it real. I believe it was one of those things that a lot of people would be aware of and know that could exist, but they weren't able to have that evidence. And he was able to provide some of the evidence for that.
Chris, I'll wrap it up with this. And again, Chris Wolf of Blue Tail Medical Group, board certified in brain injuries, concussions, taught down in Mizzou, and has helped so many people here in St. Louis. the average person out there that is not playing football, hockey, baseball, basketball, and is not dealing with concussions, but they have that fall, they have something that happens to them. How do they know if they have a concussion, and what should they do?
You know, most of the time, if you're not engaged in a lot of high-risk activities, most of the time, just rest and taking it easy will do the trick. But most of the symptoms you're going to have, you hit your head and you feel a little dazed, confused, maybe some headaches, feeling tired. Those real minor symptoms usually will just go away on their own. You really should seek medical treatment if you have a major fall, like you fall off your ladder taking your Christmas lights down and fall on the concrete. Well, you probably need to check that out at the hospital. So there can be some more severe aspects to this, but for the most part, these will resolve. And I usually say, be smart about it and live your life. I don't hide and make my kids wear helmets to school or anything. I mean, I let my kids play hockey, you know, and it's, you just got to live life. But I wouldn't, if my kid had a concussion, I wouldn't let him play hockey, but he probably would still be able to go to school. So just most of the time, these aren't to be feared. But if you're engaged in football or contact sports or auto racing, you probably need to take a little bit more of a dose of caution.
It's really interesting. Hey, I really appreciate that this shed some light on what's happening this weekend with Mahomes and with others in sports. Chris Wolf from Blue Tail Medical Group, really appreciate your time, and we'll catch up soon. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks a lot, Dan.
You got it. That's Chris Wolf from Blue Tail Medical Group.